At ECMC, Dr. Samuel Cloud says upwards of 24 people have been admitted for flu. He says many are heading to the ER with the flu, except there's one problem.
We don't have surge capacity as we did before COVID, because since COVID, we have developed something called an ALC crisis. That means alternative level of care. Those are patients who are in the hospital who do not need to be in the hospital, but we can't discharge them to another location. There's nowhere to take them.
And that means treatment spaces at the ER being filled by those waiting for a place to go. Colitis Dr. Joshua Lynch says if you have the flu, you don't necessarily need to hit the ER, except
if you're having severe symptoms, like very bad shortness of breath, very high fever, things like that, those would be reasons to come to the emergency department. But
and if you can't see your primary doctor right away, there is another place you could go. Find out that online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.